All right, my friends, let's do a little practice together before we wind down for today. We've been sitting for a little while, so feel free to adjust, stretch a little bit, and then take whatever time you need to let the body find a posture on your chair that feels relatively comfortable, but also supports you in feeling some wakefulness. And that might involve just allowing your back to rest against the chair or sitting slightly forward. Whatever works best for you today. You can even try both positions to see what helps your body feel that combination of ease and wakefulness. You can either just rest your hands on your thighs with the palms facing down, or you can cup them up at the top of the thighs with the right hand resting in the left and the thumbs touching. Whatever feels best for you today. And your eyes can be gently closed, or if it's helpful to sustain your practice by keeping them slightly open, just to allow some light in. Just notice what helps you enjoy this time of practice. And perhaps relaxing the shoulders. Tipping the chin just slightly forward so you feel some spaciousness in the back of the body. And as a way to enter into practice at your own pace, you can take 3 very full, deep inhalations, really feeling yourself fill with a cleansing, warming breath, and then very gently holding the breath for a few moments so you feel a sense of fullness before fully exhaling as deeply as you can. And then you can just allow the breath to settle, becoming very subtle and gentle. And again, if at any point in this time of practice, you notice that the mind is drawn elsewhere, see what it feels like to simply note where the mind is going. Even with a sense of friendly curiosity. And then allow your awareness to come back to these moments of subtle breath. Subtle awareness. Then at your own pace, I invite you to begin to imagine that deep within your heart center, there's a very peaceful lake, a body of water. And arising out of this lake is a beautiful, very large, soft pink lotus, fully blossomed, fully opened. Just very gently resting on this body of water. And that out of the center of this lotus emerges a completely clear, translucent, beautiful Buddha. Sitting, facing the same direction as you. And perhaps noticing this Buddha with their right hand extended outward over the right knee, symbolizing your own remarkable capacity for generosity, for compassion. And the left hand is gently holding a small bowl, a beautiful bowl filled with healing nectar. A nectar that can heal all forms of suffering, all fears, all worries. All intractable feelings. Just noticing this presence of a healing, translucent Buddha deep within your heart center that symbolizes your own deepest nature of clarity. Your own capacity to see things with an open, spacious mind. Perhaps even feeling each inhalation and exhalation moving through this translucent Buddha, almost like a gentle breeze. So you take a few moments to set your intention to nurture the truth of this clarity within you, to dedicate yourself to this remarkable capacity. really feel how healing it is to imagine this dedication, this courageous determination to continue nurturing your own deepest nature of clear seeing. Perhaps even tapping into some feelings of reverence or love for this part of yourself. That is, by its nature, receptive. Filled with insight. Deeply resilient. Extremely compassionate. Even taking a few moments to set the intention to reconnect with this deepest part of yourself in all circumstances, in times of difficulty, in times of joy. To really trust in your relationship to this part of yourself that offers deepest illumination, that is always available to clarify your experience and the experience of others. And then at your own pace, you can begin to imagine that surrounding you, perhaps also on a lotus leaf or nearby this body of water, are some people that you love and care for. Just supporting them in knowing the truth of their own clear seeing, their own deeply compassionate nature. And then you can begin to expand this circle of people by including those you have seen but don't know well, could be people in your neighborhood or at work. People you can call to mind but have not actively reflected upon. Just visualize them joining you as you call to mind their deepest nature of clarity, their Buddha nature. And you can also include one or two people with whom you've had some conflict or difficulty. Perhaps inviting them into this time of practice and at a safe enough distance as you imagine them joining you and visualizing their deepest nature of clear seeing. Their Buddha nature. As you inhale for all of you, and you exhale for all of you, and lastly, to dedicate for this growing group of people who have joined you your own courageous efforts at healing, at contemplation, and to offer this ever-expanding group this time of practice with a determination to continue practicing. In order to feel well, to feel freed from all forms of suffering, to feel and be peaceful and content. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes.